point, I suppose, at what point after you became chair did it emerge that, as a powerful figure?
Mm-hmm. I think it was probably, a lockstep thing. I think most of us were convinced pretty quickly that he knew what he was talking about.
Right.
And that he understood committee procedures and meetings, and he was starting, I think he was probably starting to talk about management plans and those sorts of approaches, and that appealed to people like Kevin and myself, who come from that sort of bureaucratic administrative terms background, feeling this is what we need to just bed things down and put some structure, get some lines of communication operating.
So were you aware of his parliamentary background? Not at that stage, no.
I may have been aware that he worked there. It was probably only later on that I understood the level at which Bill had been working at Parliament, and the fact that he told me at one stage that Neville Ram was his mentor. He said to me at one point, "Look, I've learnt all I know about meetings from what he called the master."
Mm.
And that was Ryan.
Yes.
In terms of what you do in a meeting, how you swing a decision.
So the committee actually, so Bill sort of achieved an ascendancy over the committee fairly quickly.
Yes. Yep.
Bruce Pollack described him as being the chairman of death.
In purely loving terms, I'm sure.
Well, in terms of his style, what was he like as a
very
chairman?
Very doer. I think it was probably only later that I realised that Bill has a sense of humour. But it was no-nonsense stuff. I mean, meetings started pretty well on time. He was very... I know he was very sort of keen on me continuing the sort of fairly detailed minute-taking. I realised what his purposes for that were at various times.
Which were?
Of having a good, accurate record of what had gone on. But being prepared to use that, if necessary, against somebody, if needs be. This was, I think, in terms of the McGann stuff. That's my recollection. That's fairly heavily minuted.
Mm.
It's blow-by-blow type stuff. And, that's on paper.
I mean, Kevin admitted to me that he'd obviously become very disenchanted with Brian after having initially been his...
Because Kevin had worked on the campaign, he was his campaign manager.
Whatever that meant, and whether the title, what he actually did to lift up the title is a question. So what was the committee like under Bill?
I felt it probably started... It was certainly more structured, that... We were actually starting to push decision making down to subcommittees, and I felt that was appropriate. That not every decision had to be made by a full committee, and I think because of the way things were growing at that stage, that I could see that was going to be the only way that we could start to keep that growth and to control that growth, and to rationalise the amount of time that people were having to commit to things. I don't recall really long meetings during, say, McGann's time, but I think Bill's style probably suited me in terms of making the use of people's time.